نبينا صلى على محمد صلى على شفيعنا صلى على محمد.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحاب المنتجبين. قال الله تعالى في كتاب الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. أما بعد، يقول تعالى في كتاب الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رسولا يتلو عليكم آيات الله مبينات ليخرج الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات من الظلمات إلى النور. صدق الله العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. First of all, I'd like to congratulate all of you on the birthday of the noble messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the fact that you brothers and sisters have undertaken to celebrate this day. This theme of Muslim unity. As Muslims, we believe that the Quran, the noble book of Allah, is our guide from the tomb, from the womb to the tomb. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the practical manifestation of this noble book. When we look at his blessed life, we see that throughout his life, whether it was in Mecca or in Medina, it was geared towards a very specific mission. And that mission was to establish institutional justice in society. And in order to bring about the realization of this divine mission, which was also the mission of all the other prophets of Allah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given certain very specific privileges. First, that he was sent as a blessing for all the worlds. As the Quran says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. At the same time, he was sent as a messenger to all humanity. So, in terms of the mission of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a universal mission, and it continues to be a universal mission because he was the last and final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if we consider briefly his life struggle in Mecca, we find that the message that he delivered, although it appeared very simple in terms of its expression, the kalima that he proclaimed, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, it appeared to be a simple message, but it had profound implications for the powers that be in that society. And in this mission, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through divine guidance, proclaimed that all people are equal, regardless of their color, of their language, of their ethnicity, of their economic or political status in life. So we see that among his companions were people like not only the Quraysh of Makkah, but also people like Bilal ibn Rabah, an Abyssinian slave, or Khabab ibn al-Ard, another outsider of Makkah, Salman al-Farisi, who was a Persian, or Suhaib the Rumi. So we can see that among the companions of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was a whole range of people, all linked on the basis of Tawheed and the basis of Kalma Shahada. And it was the mission of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to bring all of these people together. Even when he migrated to Medina after 13 years of relentless struggle in Mecca, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought all of the people of Medina together under a common platform. We know that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam offered the covenant of Medina to the people of Medina, which is in fact referred to as the first written constitution in the world. And under that constitution, all the people of Medina, whether they were Muslims, whether they were from Makkah, the Muhajirun, or the Ansar of Medina, belonging to the two tribes, the Aus and Khazraj tribes, or even the Jewish community that resided in Medina, they were all provided equal status in terms of their social and political rights. Now today, when we as Muslims celebrate the birthday of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to keep in mind as to whether as Muslims throughout the world, and I'm not referring to you brothers that are sitting there in Vancouver, I'm referring to Muslims worldwide, as to whether we are living up to the responsibility and the example of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has been categorically stated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Noble Book. Today we see that there are forces in the Muslim world and outside that are trying to divide us on the basis of ethnicity, on the basis of language, on the basis of nationalism, but most crucially on the basis of sex. And regrettably, we have to admit that in certain parts of the world, this specter of sectarianism has taken a turn that is tearing the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam apart. We as committed Muslims have to understand that if we go down this route of sectarianism, of spreading hatred, of targeting each other, this is going to cost us very dearly. And in fact, the enemies of Islam would love nothing better than to divide us along these lines so that our enemies and the enemies of Allah can continue with their nefarious designs. I want to mention to you that just a few weeks ago, a person was arrested in Pakistan, and I mention Pakistan because a lot of sectarianism the poison of sectarianism is being spread in Pakistan, and there are frequent attacks on particularly our Shia brothers. And I come to you not from a Shia background, I come to you from a Sunni background, but that it is a sad fact that unfortunately our Shia brothers are targeted in various parts of Pakistan, particularly in places like Quetta, where about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, some terrible slaughter occurred of more than 100 innocent people. Prior to that, there were attacks in Dera Ismail Khan, and prior to that, there were other attacks in Peshawar and other places, and even in Karachi. That these are, in fact, a very sad reflection of a very troubled mentality that is deliberately being propagated in that society. But I was talking to you and mentioning the fact that a few weeks ago, a person of Pakistani origin was arrested in Lahore, and it was discovered that he was working for the Israeli Mossad, and he admitted that he had been recruited many years ago by Mossad, and that he had a whole group of people working with him. Now, this particular individual had been paid tens of thousands of dollars, and he readily admitted that he was involved in perpetrating a lot of terrible crimes in Pakistan, in killing security personnel, in targeting different groups of people and spreading sectarianism, and working for Mossad. I think this is something that should alert all of us to the fact that if we as Muslims are not conscious of the designs of the enemies of Islam, that we would cause irreparable damage to our own cause. And I'd like to conclude by mentioning this fact, that the reason why sectarianism is being spread in Pakistan is that there is a deliberate attempt to divide the Muslims on the basis of sectarianism, so that the influence of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, which is the Islamic Revolution whose 34th anniversary is in fact being celebrated right as we speak, that its influence would be prevented from spreading to other parts of the Muslim world. And why that is necessary, and why do they plan to do that? It is because it is only and only in the Islamic Republic of Iran that Muslims 34 years ago stood up to take their own destiny in their own hands and to order their society according to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah and the Seerah of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Ahlul Bayt. And it is this influence that is deliberately being sabotaged by the enemies of Islam, in which unfortunately many naive so-called Muslims are falling prey to. So we have to be conscious of this fact and understand that we do not become the instruments and the tools of these enemies of Islam, and that we continue to struggle along the path of truth and justice and strive towards unity among Muslims, so that we can confront designs of our enemies with vigor and determination. And what better way to do it than to come together in not only celebration, but in following the Sunnah and the Seerah of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whom Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Himself has described as a beautiful example for all of us to emulate. And I hope and pray, inshallah, that as we proceed in life, that we would not only celebrate the birthday of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but that we would also live up to his noble example of how he brought the various groups of people, of ethnicities, of languages together, under the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. I hope and pray inshallah that as you celebrate this birthday of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his example would inspire you and that that example would spur you and motivate you to work towards the unity of the Ummah, which is a desperate need of the Muslim Ummah at this time. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.